Hello and welcome to A Voice of the People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? It's a beautiful day. I love the sunshine and I hope you all do too. I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. I'm also live right now on www.wwgh1071.com and I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. And all you have to do, if you have not, and if you want to share this information with someone else, is download that TuneIn app on any electronic device and search WWGH. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter, hi, and thank you for your many, many blessings of support and love. Thank you so very much. And along with all of you is Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce will begin again April of 2026. Also asking for prayer requests for people who are in need of prayer. Lift up Cheryl Lee for health issues. Any of your neighbors you know need prayer, or if you need prayer or someone in your family needs prayer, lift me up in prayer for health issues as well. We believe in miracles. I know I do. I believe in miracles, especially when I need one or someone I know needs one. Thank you so very, very much. I would like to share with you a couple announcements, I think. We are doing a celebration of Marion, Ohio's 250th year anniversary. Trail 1 was a kickoff at Heritage Hall. Many of you may have seen that on the pictures on Facebook or where maybe you were there. It was a ribbon cutting to kicking off this event. The trail stop number 2 was the Peace and Freedom Breakfast at the Palace Pavilion. That took place Monday, January 19th, and I was so sick I could not attend. First one I've missed since 2008, but can't make all of them, right, Glenn? Just can't. Okay, and our trail stop number 3 will be the Marion Palace Theater, designed by renowned architect John Eberson. This is one of the first atmospheric theaters built in the country, designed to transport visitors to another place in time when muted stucco walls, crawling vines, and domed blue starry sky. Outdoor, visit anytime, or indoor during regular operations or paid admission. So that is trail stop number 3. There's no date on it, so I guess you can do that anytime you feel like it, okay? So I will be announcing these trails that will be taking place throughout the year. They're doing something different, okay? We are still in January, and we are still saying Happy New Year to everyone, okay? So I don't know how you brought in your New Year or if you made any New Year's resolutions. I think I gave that up a couple years ago, making New Year's resolutions. And if you have, I just wish you Godspeed and that you can stick to what you have decided that you wanted to get rid of, or maybe you want to begin doing something different. I love to hear people's New Year's resolutions. And I do have a farmer's almanac, a big, large calendar, 2026, which I love. And let's see what the thought for the day is on there for each and every one of us. Big calendar in it. I love it. So we are down here. Okay. It says, each time you have a new idea or learn something, the neurons in your brain create new connections that help to make you smarter. Oh, wow. Isn't that something? Learn something new every day, don't you? Wow. Each time you have a new idea or learn something, the neurons in your brain create new connections that help to make you smarter. We all need to be smarter. I think I need to be smarter. What about you, Glenn?
I think America needs to be smarter.
I kind of agree with you on that. Now, that's my guest today, Glenn Coble. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good.
So glad you can be with me today.
I like my voice today.
I do, too. Really deep down there, isn't it? Yeah. Glad you could be with us today.
I was glad to be invited. Thank you.
Well, you're so welcome.
I missed the last time you invited me.
That's okay.
I think I took my wife somewhere. I can't remember. But yeah, I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you could make it today, too, because we can't always be.
I have a sister-in-law and a wife who always want me to do errands for them, and it's almost always like I get a phone call from one person. They say, "Can you do this?" Well, I got to take my sister-in-law's spot. Yeah, it doesn't work. So, yeah,
I get it.
I'm here.
So, how have you been in 2026?
This is the year that I turn 80. So I'm. I'm a little trepidatious about the coming year, but my wife turned 80 last year, so and she made it.
Yes,
but
amen.
We do not talk about it. And 80 just seems so old, but because
the number.
Yeah, because when I was a young person, you were dead when you were 80,
yeah.
And I really don't have anybody left in my family that's older than me. I'm the oldest person in my family.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I feel fine, so don't worry about me, but I feel fine. I have a few maladies, but I'm not going to get into that, and I'm looking forward to 26 because I'm hoping that we can do some things this year in my party, which is in the midterms. I hope we get to make some decisions.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah, because we're not able to now.
Yeah, or get a strategy or, you know, a purpose. Let's have a purpose and to move forward, because some of the things that I think that we kind of stand for on the left, it seems minimal anymore to people.
Yeah.
You know,
understand it, but
no, I don't either.
And
but
if you call yourself a Christian, I don't see how you can be that far right. Christians never were; they were always conservative, but never so mean like we seem to be mean now. And
well, you have to consider professed Christians, and
true.
Christians are two different things.
And then there are those like me. I act as I believe in following Christ, but you know, we won't go into that.
Well, that's being kind of double-minded.
Yeah, it is.
So you're going to have to one day.
No, I've pretty much made that day already.
Yeah.
But we'll find out when I knock on the pearly gates.
Oh, yeah, because you got to be a one mind for
if
sure.
If I knock on the pearly gates and I'm turned down, I'm going to say, hey, wait a minute. I've always led my life as an honest, kind person. Why did I get turned down? Oh, well, we won't worry about that. I did, last night when I was thinking about coming on the show, I did start thinking about a situation, speaking of pearly gates. One of my old friends, one of my old coaches, he was the coach down at Ohio University for golf.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away this week.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well,
I know people do pass, but I'm still sorry to hear that.
Bob Cooley was a great guy, and I really liked him a lot, always.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't like going out buddies. But we every time we sat down and talked, we talked in similar thoughts, and he was a kind person. I always like kind people. I don't know.
Oh, me too.
And but anyway, he passed away, and it started making me think I should have called him more often. I didn't call him at all. I hadn't talked to him in 30 to 35 years.
Right.
And I started thinking, do you lose your relationships with people if you don't talk to them for 35 years? And then I thought, no, I still have that in my heart. I'm still have the warmth in my heart about Bob. And so I sent his wife, who I only knew briefly because she married him late, I sent her a message saying how much I cared about him and that I was sad that he had left us. But I wondered last night, should we be more aware of our friends? Like, how many of you out there listening can have been talking to your high school friends? If you're even close to my age, you probably haven't talked to any of them in a long time. Matter of fact, most of them are dead.
Yeah.
But I think we need to not beat ourselves up for not talking to the people. But if you get a chance, try to make it as warm a chance as possible. And I have a great friend who was one of my students when I was at OU. And he became my assistant. And we hadn't seen each other in 15 years, and he invited me to his wedding. And it was like we never, ever had been away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So really, truly good friends, I think, last forever.
I think they do, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I probably, somebody said to me, do you have any good friends? I'm not that type of person. I don't go out looking for friends. And I don't go out much, so therefore people don't think I have great friends. But in my heart, I have a lot of friends.
And, right.
I think we have to learn how to treat our friends as well as we can, because they're not going to be around. If you're 40 years old, those people that you think you're always going to be your friends when you're my age, 80 years old, you won't even know where they are if they're still alive.
So,
treat your friends great when you have the chance.
That's so true.
Yeah,
I will take note of that, and I hope those of you who are listening will take note of that too.
Well, I'm not sure that that's very profound. I think it's just something I realized that I hadn't been doing well enough.
And maybe those who are listening haven't been doing it well enough, and maybe I haven't been doing it well enough, because you get caught up in your own world, and the people that are around you and your children and grandchildren. And sometimes we think about our friends, but we get caught up or distracted somewhere else, and it was just a thought, you know what I mean? And
well, like I told Nan, who is Bob's wife, I said, I've thought about him a lot of times.
Right, right.
But not as much as you'd, you know, some people say, I think about you all the time. When in fact, you may think about him four
every
or five times a year.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
But that doesn't mean you don't love him just the same.
So true, so true.
So true. Don't beat yourself up. But when you have the opportunity, make sure you show the affection. I'm not a big huggy lovey type person. Actually, I probably am, but I try not to be so obvious about it. But I think it's not a bad thing to be a little bit more lovey than we tend to be. I don't understand why we have so much hate in this country right now. Even the people I absolutely completely disagree with, I don't hate.
Right.
I just don't understand. It makes me sad.
And you might not like what people do or what they say, but you don't actually hate that person.
Right.
I understand that. Same here. Because hate is a very strong word.
It sure is.
It is.
And a strong emotion.
Yes, it is.
If you get caught in it, you're lost.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It makes you do crazy things and sinful.
Well, as you know, I came from a minister's family, and my mother and sister were angels. Mm-hmm. I mean, truly, they are now, but they were wonderful people. They never met a person they didn't love.
Mm-hmm.
Now my dad, he had some parishioners that he didn't get along with, but mom and my sister absolutely loved everybody they ever met. Now, my brother was a little different, but they did. And they taught me a lot of lessons about how you can turn the other cheek. And I know that sounds weak right now, but turning the other's cheek is probably the strongest position you can be in.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're taking it and listening to it and not reacting to it.
Right, right.
Reaction is kind of stupid. And the people that react without thinking are kind of stupid, as far as I'm concerned.
Must think first.
You
absolutely.
Must. You have to.
Must think first, you know.
I'm sorry. I got up on that soapbox. I can't get back
down. That's okay. That's all right. That's all right. I mean, you're talking about things that's on your heart.
Yeah.
know, your friend. You thought about your friend and all of that. And, yeah. You did talk about knocking on the pearly gates and maybe being saying, oh, come in or go away. But, you know, you can't go unprepared either.
I'm pretty well prepared, I think.
Knock on the pearly gates?
I've been a good person.
There's only one way.
Well.
There's only one way.
I'm going to leave you alone on that. I'm not going to argue.
And I know you know that way. I know you've heard it. I know that's something your father shared.
I was brought up that way.
I know. And, you know, when we had Bible study last night, it says, when you have been taught, coming up as a child, hold on to those things.
I have.
Yeah.
I truly believe
I'm you know the way.
I truly believe I'm a better Christian than most of the people that profess they're Christians because I try to follow the teachings.
Yeah, but that don't get you in.
We don't know.
Well, we do
know.
We
haven't been there.
We do know. There's only one way.
All right.
So we're going to move on. Because I want you to get through those pearly gates.
Well,
I want to get through the pearly gates. All of you listening, I want you to get through the pearly gates. It's only one way. But, okay, 2026.
That thing around your neck, is that weigh 15 pounds?
No, it doesn't. It's real lightweight.
Oh, my goodness, it is. It's really pretty. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's
the
all
folks
right.
at home can't see it, but it's huge.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as big as some of them that I've seen on TV.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear about the man who went to... his wife was having that big... What do you call that scan where... You slide through on the bed, and they take these pictures of you, and in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
What is that called? MRI.
Yeah, MRI.
Well, he had this heavy gold chain on.
Oh.
Which it
got
drug
yanked
him.
Off of him.
Yeah, it drug him in there. I guess it weighed 20 pounds. How in the world can you wear a 20-pound necklace? But it killed him.
You're kidding.
Right. That's
why didn't somebody catch that from the hospital?
That's what they were saying.
Yeah.
The late detective that was in the room should have been able to say, you
Absolutely.
Can't come in with that on, you know. But, yeah, he was coming to pick up his wife.
Oh, he was not there for the MRI.
No, he was picking up his wife,
yeah,
walked in that room, and that magnetic field
snatched
him so fast and hard, killed him, choked him to death.
I've only been through one of those. No, I've been through two of those, and neither one of them are very comfortable because I have claustrophobia.
Right.
And when you go through the tube and you can't move, you get a little claustrophobic. But the last time I went, I for some reason or other, I was able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so bad, but... you just hope they don't find anything bad.
Yeah, that's
they didn't.
True.
Well, yes, they did, but not terribly bad. So
are you still here?
I'm still here.
Wasn't detrimental.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A good thing,
yeah.
Right? That's a great thing. So it's 2026, mm-hmm. New year, still in the first month. What are your expectations of the year? What do you hope to accomplish?
I think it'll be a very, very rough year. For all people.
Right.
Specifically in my religion, not my religion, my politics. But I think it's going to be really tough because there's going to be lots of bickering. And people right now don't seem to be willing to listen to anybody else. If they could only learn to listen, keep their mouth shut, agree to disagree, that's a lot easier than... being a big mouth, anger-filled person, maybe it'll be okay. But I don't think it will be. I think toward the end, as we get closer to the midterms, I think we'll see more and more hate fly out. It won't be me. I promise you, I will never hate my opponents that way. But it just seems to be in the political business right now that you have to hate your opponent.
So, in the climate that we are in right now and the things that we are seeing with this ICE and how they are handling what they claim to be getting the illegal people out of here.
I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm laughing because that's
right. I
ironic.
Mean, this is what they're saying. You know, yeah. This is the only way we can do it. So, what do you think about the intention of Minneapolis and the governor, isn't the governor there, Walz?
In Minneapolis, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think the real intent is?
Well, after listening to several of his speeches, I think he's probably a pretty straightforward, honest person. And I think his intentions are to govern fairly. I think this administration that allows people to go out and wear masks to supposedly administer justice, I think this administration should be thrown out. I truly do, because I don't believe there's any way in hell that you should be able to be a police officer, wear a mask, and not have to honor the codes and laws of America. And they do not. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Democrat. I'm saying that all you have to do is watch what goes on. Yanking, I saw a lady being yanked. She looked like she was in her mid-20s, mm-hmm. A pretty girl, being yanked out of her car and thrown to the ground. And she didn't know why she was being yanked out of her car. Now, that's not the type of government I want. And I think we have to do away with this government. I think we have to impeach him. And I don't think we have to impeach all the people that are serving him. But if we get rid of this president and start cleaning house, I think there are probably some pretty good people that are around that just haven't been tapped in the right way. But I also don't like people that will do whatever they think their boss likes. I never did that. Ask her. Vidya Iyengar, I'm sure, would have a few things to tell you about how I didn't always do what she wanted.
I'm sure.
You do what you know in your heart is right.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you may be wrong every once in a while, but if you do what you know is right in your heart, I'd say most of the time you're going to be right.
Right.
We're all taught as little guys and little girls to be good people, I think. Well, not all of us, but most of us. And if you just follow those rules that mom and dad set on the ground when you were 8 years old, I think you'll be a good person. But we learn to hate. That's a terrible, terrible thing.
So I, of course, you know, I see things and hear things on TV, and I thought the vindictiveness of the administration is only there to be vindictive and vengeful against the man who ran against him.
Seems like it. I don't know what's
in
his head.
I mean, what else is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what else is it? Because he said his political opponents, I know we all heard it.
He thought they'd get even.
Yes, he was going to get even. So, and he started there, really.
Yeah. That's no way to run a government. Even if it wasn't hateful, to get even with people is no way to run a government.
And there's no way to run your life, period.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm sure some of that has gone on throughout the ages.
Right.
Maybe even worse in other ages. But it's not looking good right now. That's all I can say.
I'm just saying, I might be wrong. I'm wrong many times, so I'm not saying I'm right, but that's what I see.
Just ask me. I'm never wrong, so. I'm sorry.
That's all right. But that's what I heard him say. That's what I see him do. It doesn't even matter. Just go up there and tear that state up. Just tear it up.
Yeah.
And that's more or less what they're doing. Kicking in doors, dragging people, shooting people. I mean.
And tearing down half of the White House.
How many illegals are there?
I don't know.
Now, I know there's fraud all over America. There's fraud all over the world.
Yeah.
But is it that much fraud, or was that just a key to open up the door
to go
in?
Yeah,
that's
just another key, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's not fair.
No.
But I don't hear people I would love to hear talk against it. I don't hear quiet.
There are a lot of people that are talking against the hatred and the vindictiveness of the current government. And all I can say is do your best.
Mm-hmm.
There's very my wife and I have talked about this a lot. What can we do? Well, I started a little group called Citizens for Democracy. That's mm-hmm. about And I'm trying to do anything I can do to make this a better world and government. But you can't, you're not president, you're not king of the world, so it's really hard for any of us to act in huge ways. So act in those little tiny ways that can make the world better. Help the little old lady across the street. I mean, that seems crazy, but that kindness, that little old lady will spread that to her grandkids. Kindness is, what's the word I'm looking for? It goes around. If you treat someone with kindness, it's usually passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to find a way to use kindness that way. And I know there are a lot of people that say, well, he's just a people make fun of me because I like kind people and I encourage kindness. They think I'm weak. But don't
Why
go against
does kindness
me.
Have to be weak?
I don't know.
What is strong then? Hate? This, you know, I mean.
Did you think Jesus Christ was weak? If he was weak,
well, I think
the world
do.
Is weak. Yeah, I think there are people that do believe
I
that.
I think that's where we are now.
Yeah.
Or have come back to.
Yeah.
That he was weak. He, the widows, the fatherless, the motherless, the oppressed.
Yeah.
You know, the foreigner. He was for them.
Yeah.
He died for them as well.
I was listening to a show the other day, and the person came on and said we should have, I think it was Kimmel, maybe. But somebody said we should, what did he say? We should be kind to everyone. And the crowd kind of booed him a little bit, and I don't understand that at
all. See what I mean?
Yeah. And that's a pretty left-leaning crowd. But I don't know.
Okay, so the left is sort of like, okay, so if the strong man is over here, we need a strong man over here. And that's where people's looking, I think. Because, you know, they don't want it. Well, we need to target, what was that the guy said? We need to target the high prices of food and stuff like that. People are more like, hey, we need somebody strong that's going to be able to counteract this strong man over here. So now.
And it's very understandable.
Yes, it's very understandable.
You think you need a strong guy to counteract.
Because, you know, they don't want that. Why would they want weakness?
Yeah.
To combat someone that's really, really strong and yet, demanding.
And yet that's not weakness.
And commanding is not weakness.
No. I don't understand it. And I wish my dad was still around. Maybe he could have told me the answer to that.
Well.
I doubt it. My dad was pretty honest with. He was a very liberal minister, and there weren't very many of those back in those days, and he probably wouldn't have been able to answer that one either, and would have told me, I don't have any answer for that.
Right.
The answer is that we all have to do the best we can to be as good as we can, and if you don't know what good is, give me a call, I'll tell you.
What good is? What is good?
Being fair, empathetic, kind.
Christ-like.
I don't even think you have to go that good.
Well, you're not going to be that good, but it's Christ-like. That's how
aim
he
that
came,
way.
Right?
Yeah, aim that way.
Christ-like character. Well, that's what you're reading when you read the scriptures. You're reading about his character and how he taught people, and you're reading his commandments and precepts.
Mm-hmm.
They're from him. So.
Sermon on the Mount?
Yeah. Yeah, he had compassion.
Yeah, well, compassion is very important nowadays, and
yes,
we
is.
Don't have much of
so
that.
So that's the character, you know, that he had or portrayed. So if you're portraying that type of character, they don't want it anymore. They want strong man.
They
want
to get even.
Yes, strong man. Yeah.
I hate that. Getting even stupid.
That's humanity, right?
Yeah, and we will not be a civilization until we get past wanting to get even. I think we are not civilized. We are civilized when we want to be civilized.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So when you're talking about being civilized when we want to, so that has a lot. That has a lot to say about a person's character and intent of their heart, where they want to be, when they want to be it. You know. like you said, they booed somebody that was weak. They considered as weak. They want a strong man. So,
and you know, one of the things we don't do, especially the liberal side of the politics, one of the things we don't do is we don't make it uncomfortable for people not to be positive and good. We make it, we kind of excuse the weak, the autocratic type people. We kind of excuse them. Well, I don't think Jesus Christ, if you're a follower of him, I don't think he excused the weak. He threw out the money changers in the temple. He was kind of a tough guy.
Yeah, he was tough.
But he was fair and honest and kind. And you can be that and be tough.
Oh, yeah, you can be that. And see, the things that they don't understand is the scribes and the Pharisees. You know, he kicked them out too, you know, because they were a pretense and they were stopping other people from coming in, you know.
Yeah.
They wasn't coming in and they were stopping other people from coming in unto the
Selfishness.
Lord. Selfishness. Selfishness, you know. And yeah, he was strong. He still is strong. He still is a king of kings and lord of lords. They'll see
we're
going
to have to join into music now after you say that word.
Yes.
I remember that from my choir days.
But you know what? One day they're going to see.
I hope. Well, I don't
One
know.
Day.
I don't know.
One day.
We can make them see today by example. And I know a lot of people say leading by example is a weak way to do it. But I don't think it is.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
It is the only way. Because there has to be a difference between clean and unclean. There is a difference between holy and unholy. There is a difference between wrong and right.
Amen.
Good and bad. There are differences.
And we all were taught them when we were little guys.
Yes. Yes, there is. And you ought to know it when you see it.
Yeah, I would think so. But it seems like people don't anymore. And I think it's because there's so much negative talk out there that people don't pay attention anymore. They don't know what's right and wrong.
Isn't that a problem?
Yeah, it is a problem.
Didn't that start 10 years ago?
I don't know, but
fake news.
Again, if
fake they, news.
If they give fake me a call, news. I'll tell you what's right and
fake
wrong.
Fake news. Yeah. Remember that?
I hate
fake
that.
News.
I hate that.
Term. 10 years ago, people became to be confused. Well, it was credible for how long? That's all. We depended on the news.
Weren't there people saying don't believe what your eyes are telling you?
Right. Yeah. I mean,
then that, you're a fool.
That throws people into confusion.
Yeah.
They don't know what to believe.
Life is a wonderful trip.
Well, it is. It is a wonderful trip.
You know, as you get older, and you're still a young lady, but as you get older, you start to realize that's all it is a trip. And you're taking it, and you can only do the best you can do. And if you do the worst you can do, then your trip is kind of ugly. But if you're kind and good and empathetic and do all the right things, your trip can be joyous. My trip has been joyous, and I've done some bad stuff, but I've most of the time have been pretty good, and I've liked myself, which is something a lot of people can't say anymore. So,
right.
Sorry
right.
that you can't, but if you can't like yourself, give me a call.
If you can't like yourself,
there are things that you can do.
Oh yeah, and I agree with you on that, and.
Oh, we agree.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Because we all have sinned. Come short of the glory of God.
Well, I'm
None
pretty
of us
close.
Is perfect. None of us are perfect. So let the perfect man please stand up.
Yeah, right. You notice I'm sitting.
Right.
It'll take a long time for me to stand up.
That means we'll all be sitting.
Well, I think maybe my sister could stand.
No man is perfect.
Well, she's a woman.
Unfortunately, mankind.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately, I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, it wasn't anything that we did. We came here in this world like that. So
That darn snake and the apple.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Absolutely. So I know you have that Citizens for Democracy, yeah, right?
Uh-huh. We'd love to have you join us on Saturday mornings. We meet quite often at the mall.
Still
in the
are.
Center of the mall. And we have probably 100 members.
Oh,
we
wow.
Only,
that's
we
good.
Only get about 15 to the meetings, but we'd love to have anybody that wants to come and listen. You don't have to mm-hmm, talk mm-hmm. Just come and listen, because we're talking about things that'll touch all of us, and there is a little bit of bickering, there is a little bit of complaining, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which I usually try not to listen to. I'm not a good listener to complainers, but we do solve some problems.
Well, good.
Yeah,
well, good. And the main thing Democrats need is a strong message.
Yeah.
And a strong stance.
I'd be glad to give it to them.
Yeah.
When I ran for office, they apparently didn't want it.
Because I don't think anyone is happy with Chuck Schumer.
Well, I'm happy that we have somebody there.
Yeah, we do have somebody there, but he's like, I don't know, like... Stand up.
Well, I have a hard time criticizing him because he's doing something that nobody wants to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can't be easy being no. under that type of oppression.
No, it can't. Can't at all.
Uh-uh. You know.
But we can all take a minute out every day and say, okay, what can I do to make this world better? Just a minute every day. That's all you need. And you'll think of something that'll make the world better. Now, the world getting better doesn't mean we'll stop having wars, but it might mean that you help somebody that needs a little help, or mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. or you listen to somebody that you haven't been listening to before.
True.
That's a key so in true. My life is shut your mouth and listen, and I'm not good at that.
And we have to. You're right. Yeah. We have to be able to listen to people.
Yeah.
And be quiet.
You don't have to agree.
No.
Just listen.
Just listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it helps people.
Yeah. Helps both sides.
Yes, it does. To be heard. You know, at least you think, okay, well, someone took a moment to listen to me. They really felt me, you know, mm-hmm. where I was coming from. They felt my heart, you know.
Even if you don't believe them, you can feel where they're coming from.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
There are a lot of people I can't possibly agree with, mm-hmm. but if I do listen, at least they know I heard them.
Oh, yeah, they do. They
and,
do.
And they mean something.
And it goes a long way with them, you know,
yeah,
that you took the time to do that.
If you show somebody that you're listening, that means you care about them. Doesn't mean you agree with them, just means you care.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well.
It does.
We aren't going to solve the world problems today, but
no,
we can try.
Like you say, one day at a time, one thought at a time.
Wasn't that a movie?
I don't.
One day at a time.
Yeah, it was. You're right. It was a series. One
yeah,
day at a
that's
time. It was a series, yeah. But you're right. For us to be.
Wasn't it. Weren't the leads African American in that?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
No.
Okay. I think Valerie Bertinelli was
in oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's who it was. Yeah.
One day at a time, yeah.
Yeah.
Her and her sister and her mother.
Pretty Lady.
Yeah. Long time ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, that series was. One Day at a Time. Yeah. But, hey, life goes on. And I did want to say that when you were talking back a little bit. We only have one life.
Yeah.
We only have one time, one go around on this earth. Once we're gone, it's over.
Yep.
And your fate is sealed.
Yeah.
Can't change it, can't turn it, can't get up and walk away.
You can't say you're sorry.
You better say it before you
yeah,
leave.
You better say you're sorry now.
You better do that repenting before you leave here, that's for sure. Because it's sealed once you're gone.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. They think, oh, get up in this incarnation, I'm going to do this after I'm gone. You know, no.
A lot of people don't know that there's an end to it all.
Right, that's finality. But then you live on.
Okay.
You live on.
I'll let you believe that way.
One way or the other.
Okay.
Your spirit does. I mean, your body goes in the ground, but your spirit goes back to who gave it to
does
you.
Does that ever bother you that your body goes? Actually, my body is going to be toasted. So,
oh, my. You don't want that.
I'm going to have cremation.
Cremation. So
my wife and I are both being cremated. And
but your spirit's not.
Sure it is.
No. You're talking about this. You're just inside of this.
Yeah.
We're spirit.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm that goes back to who gave it to you.
My mom and dad.
Well, someone had to give them that.
Okay.
Yeah. The breath of life.
You know, that's an interesting term, the breath of life.
Yeah.
And you can feel it when you take a breath.
Yeah. That's how you live and breathe.
Yeah. I often wonder, the moment before you pass away, if you sense that you're losing that. I don't.
I think you even see where you're going.
Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah, it can be.
At least I'll get to warm up a little.
At least my husband told me before my husband had died. Mm-hmm. He told me he had an out of body experience.
Really?
He was up in the sky and he heard names being called. Hmm. He didn't say he saw anybody. He said he heard names being called, and he knew that his name was next.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. He told me a lot of stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. All right, you know. But he died a little bit late, not much longer after that.
Huh.
You know, he said, I knew my name was next. And told me what all we were doing downstairs. Like, he could see us from up there, wherever he was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, we all have an interesting life that we get through, and we need to make the best of it we can.
Better.
Because, like we said, it's coming to an end.
One go around, yeah, one go around. Absolutely. Make it your best.
Excuse me, I have a sniffly nose. Hmm. That's what this weather does.
I overexerted myself over the weekend because we didn't even celebrate our holiday until Sunday.
What holiday?
Christmas.
Oh, my children. You were really late.
Yeah, my children. I had one daughter sick during Christmas. She had some type of virus. My other daughter, she was sick right around New Year's when we were going to meet the second time.
It's that time of the year.
So we had to put it off till like Sunday, and I overexerted myself, and I was so sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me too.
Sure you were. Yeah.
So I was out of it. I didn't go to the Martin Luther King breakfast. Hmm. First one I missed since 2008. Hmm. So, hey, can't make it all.
Huh? I don't go to any of those things anymore. I just don't have the money, and I don't want to leave my wife alone. She's kind of tied up. She doesn't get around as well as she used to.
So right.
I try and stay with her and take care of her stuff. But
yeah, you should. I mean, you're a husband.
You know... This Christmas is the first Christmas I can remember that I wasn't with one of my children.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of sad.
It is, isn't it? I kind of felt that way, too.
I have one child that lives in California, one child that lives in North Carolina.
Oh, my.
And my third child lives in Worthington, mm-hmm. And we did get together with him, but not on Christmas.
Right.
Kind of sad.
Kind of far stretched.
Oh, it's
one end of the United States to the other.
And there was one year that I decided we were going to go to California, see my youngest son. We spent 2 weeks out there. Well, not 2 weeks. We spent a week, but it took 2 weeks to get there.
Right.
And then we drove across country, straight across Route 40, to North Carolina and to see my daughter. So we weren't home for a whole month. And mm-hmm. It was kind of...
It'd be nice to meet... Have a meeting place in the middle, United
States. But they all have lives. And
I understand they do. We all got a life. You have a life. Your wife have a life. So why can't we come together and meet in the middle?
I'd love to do that, but they don't seem to be able to. So
okay.
Well, my daughter has four children, so mm-hmm. That's kind of tough. But now it's not so bad because two of them are off in college. So.
Okay, so she has some grown children.
Yeah,
adult. Children.
Well, yeah. They'd like to hear you say they're grown, but I know they're just my grandkids.
Yeah, I understand. I have four grandchildren.
I think I have seven now. Yeah.
And the oldest one is like 36.
Holy mackerel, you got old grandchildren.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a lot older than you are. So.
Yeah, my youngest is 21.
You were living in sin a long time ago.
Somewhat.
I'm sorry.
Came here living in sin. I mean, there was no way to get around that one, right?
I guess.
Yeah, still living in sin. Sin nature. So the one, my youngest one is like 21. He just got out
really?
Of college.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, my baby, Jeremiah.
I love that name.
I have four great-grandchildren.
Four great-grandchildren? Mm-hmm. I don't have any great-grandkids yet. Yeah. I have a couple of my grandchildren are old enough to have, give me grandchildren, mm-hmm. great-grandchildren, but neither one of them are interested. One of them wants to be a baseball pitcher, and he's 6 foot six and left-hander, and he pitches about 91 miles an hour.
Oh, my.
But he hasn't gotten his head together. He's not sure he wants to work that hard, so we don't know whether he'll ever make it or not.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To get into those pro balls.
Yeah. I mean, he was pitching for college, but then he threw his shoulder out.
Oh, I bet.
Tommy James surgery he had to have, and that kind of waylaid him for a year.
Wow. That's something.
Yeah, so he probably won't make it, but that's okay. As long as he has a good life.
That's true. So true.
Yeah.
So my oldest great-grand is 7, and the youngest is 7 months. I have two great-granddaughters and two great-grandsons.
Hmm. Do you get to see them very often?
Only one. Hmm. She lives in Marion.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I was sad. Yeah. I didn't get to see my great-grandkids.
Hmm.
And I cried.
Oh,
I was
sorry.
So hurt.
Well, why
hurt my
you,
heart.
Why didn't you go see
they
them?
They wouldn't bring them.
Well, you could go see them.
Oh, I have. You know, but that was our family gathering, so I'm like, why can't they be here? You know?
Yep, you should be with your family as much as you can because, like you said, it's only one go around.
That's true. That's true. That is so true, and family means a lot to me.
Me too, yeah.
It meant a lot to my parents, and that is one thing they passed down, you know?
Isn't that a good thing to have?
It is.
Yeah. My parents, as you know, my dad was a minister, and they passed that down to us as well.
I want to ask you something, because last time you were here, I gave you 3 scriptures to read. Did you read them?
I doubt it.
You wrote them down and said, I'm going to read this.
You know, I think I did read one of them that I wrote down, but I don't remember it.
It was John. The book of John, chapter 1.
I'm terrible about things like
that. That's all right.
I don't read very well. I'm dyslexic.
That's okay.
So if I have to read very long, I can't do it. But little short things like that, I should be able to, yeah.
We are out of time.
Okay.
We are so out of time. I so enjoyed you today.
I enjoyed being here.
Yeah, I'm glad you came. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Saying thank you to my guest today, Glenn Coble. All right, so just get my tongue lined up, right?
You got it spelled right there.
I know. I'm looking off into space, you know, trying to talk too fast. But thank you. Come back at 11:15. Fred Malone will be here from Marion County Historical Society.
Cool. You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibb.